Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for the tea, Woods.
You're welcome.
Perfect right now.
I knew it would be, my man. I know how to take care of you.
Why'd you go with the Earl Grey over, the Orange Pico?
I don't like flavored teas. I just got what I wanted.
English breakfast is fully acceptable for me as well, but this is delicious.
Isn't that English breakfast? Or is
no,
that just
Earl
the regular
Grey is,
Earl Grey?
Is different.
But oh, it is?
Yeah, English breakfast.
I thought Earl Grey was a brand.
No, it's an actual kind of tea.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah, I thought Earl Grey made different kinds of tea.
No, Earl Grey. Different tea companies will each make their own Earl Grey tea.
I had no idea.
Yes, and Earl Grey tea contains a specific ingredient that makes it Earl Grey. It's called bergamot, which I don't know if it's like tree bark or something, or an oil, orange oil. I don't know what it is. Bergamot in Earl Grey tea, but very, very satisfying this morning.
It's very delicious. Yeah. I'd like to incorporate more tea in my life, to be honest with you.
See, I don't understand tea. I've never gotten
You never
tea.
Drink it?
Just it's hot water.
Hot brown water is what they called it in Ted Lasso. It's one of the funniest parts. She said, he welcomed to town, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm exhausted. Anything with caffeine. And she goes, he's like, you go coffee, mochaccino, frappuccino. She goes, how about a tea? He drinks it. He goes, oh, yeah, no, that's disgusting.
It's an infusion, just like coffee.
Yeah, it's an infusion, Pauly.
Water and some sort of, you know, small little bitty ingredients that are wrapped up in something and then pass the water through. It creates a flavored beverage.
I'm a big tea fan.
Did I just Ben-splain tea?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thanks.
I like tea. I like sweet tea. I like hot tea. I like all teas. I don't like flavored teas. No raspberry, no orange. I don't need any of that garbage in there.
Fair
but
enough.
That'll make you feel better, give you a little caffeine boost, because you really do look you got hit by a train.
A little bit, but again, like I said, very much worth it. I know I'll feel better in a few hours.
Well, the good thing is we have a nice short day today.
Right. 3.5 hours of show, an hour of pregame show, and then...
The game.
I don't know how long the postgame show has to be. If they win, we can go on for 3 or 4 hours, and I'd love to celebrate. If they lose, it's going to be the shortest postgame show that it's ever happened, because I don't want to talk for 2 hours about a Chris Paddock and a third straight loss to the Pirates today. Really don't.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm not happy about it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I've got a Skip Bayless level hot take to drop on you. We'll get to that.
Wow.
We'll also have our Padres wrap up coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
1-1, and Polanco hits that one hard out towards the Allegheny River in deep right field, and it will go a home run. Polanco now in his career against Musgrove, 3-for-3 with 2 homers. And there goes the scoreless inning streak for Musgrove. It ends after 32. Going back to last season, Polanco a solo shot, his first of the year, 1-0 Pirates here in the second. Facing Johnson for the first time, swings at the first pitch and lines one into center field for a base hit. RBI single Colin Moran, and 2-0 Pirates here in the fifth. Here's a 1-2, and Pham lines this one into right center field, a base hit. Manny is at third, Manny is rounding third, Manny will come in to score. RBI single Tommy Pham, now a 2-1 game in the sixth. Polanco at third, Fowler at second, Perez at first. Here's the 3-2 pitch, poked into right field, Profar on the run, dives forward, can't make the catch, hits off his glove and rolls back towards the infield. Cronenworth picks it up, fires it back in, and an RBI single for Eric Gonzalez, 3-1 Pirates in the eighth. Base is loaded, one out. Here's the 2-1 to Frazier, and he lines it into left field. That's a base hit. It'll get at least one home. Fowler has scored. Perez on his way. The throw is cut off, and a two-run single for Adam Frazier. His third hit of the night, and now 5-1 Pirates in the eighth. Runner on first, one out. Cronenworth, left-handed batter, swings at the first pitch. It's a slow ground ball right at the shortstop. Gonzalez steps on second, throws to first in time, double play, and that is the ball game.
I thought he was outstanding because he had a pitch kind of with his heart and you know, everything going on in his stomach. And so we certainly didn't have his best stuff. I think, you know, he told me, you know, at the end, he felt, you know, like he was just underwater, you know, just wasn't able to move. So we kind of had it targeted, you know, 75, 80, you know, somewhere in there. And you know, for him to, you know, battle. And honestly, I thought he made like some really good pitches. And they had a lot of guys foul off some two-strike pitches, certainly Moran. And so he had to battle for everything he got tonight, and he gave us a chance to win. Tatis guy is like me,
gonna win an MVP for eternity. Padres manager Jace Tingler following last night's 5-1 loss to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Padres dropped their second straight. They've lost 2 of 3 to Pittsburgh. They need a win today to split the series and come home against the Dodgers with a 4-3 road trip. Would be... So they had a 4-3 homestand, which felt really disappointing because of the way it ended with losing 2 out of 3 to the Giants. And now they're sitting here after going 4-0 to start the road trip. They lose today, they'll end up with a 4-3 road trip. And it'll feel really disappointing
that
if
flight,
they come home at 4-3 on the road trip.
Yeah, that cross-country flight from Pittsburgh to San Diego after dropping 3 of 4, you can't have it. You just can't have it. And it just, it doesn't make any sense right now. It was a painful, painful watch these last 2 days. And it's sloppy. It's sloppy. It's not good baseball. It's not inspired baseball. It's confounding to me. And it's really disappointing.
It's not that confounding to me.
It is confounding to me. You got to whip that team's
ass.
Here's
my Skip Bayless level hot take for Padres fans out there. Going to just go nuclear on you this morning. The San Diego Padres, Woods, and after watching them the last couple of days, miss Fernando Tatis Jr.
That is very hot.
I know. I've been watching this team, and I think there's just something that's not there, and I figured it out last night that not having one of the best players in baseball seems to be hurting the performance of this team on the field. I get it. I get it. This is pretty outrageous stuff, especially coming from me. But as I watch this team look a little bit lifeless, especially offensively, the energy level seeming to drop the last couple of days, I was trying to figure out what's missing. What's the straw that isn't stirring that drink? Where's the energy not coming from? And then I saw Tatis sitting in the dugout wearing a mask and not playing, and I thought, that is it, Woods. They are missing their best player, and they're not playing as well as we thought they would here at the beginning of the season. You react now off that.
Well, I mean, we won a bunch of games without him. I think we were 5-1 without him.
Great.
So
At some point, you are going to miss your best player, right, though? Is that not?
Yeah, but against.
Is that not what's going on here?
Against a team like the Pittsburgh Pirates, who walk 17 guys a game and give up a ton of hits, and they kick the ball around themselves. You don't need Fernando Tatis Jr. Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. A good team doesn't. A good team doesn't. Cody Bellinger's been out. Dodgers are rolling. Rolling. Mookie Betts was out. Rolling. Handling biz. Every night. It's a different level. It's a different level.
And the Padres were rolling for a few days as well. Maybe the Dodgers stop rolling if they don't have Cody Bellinger for another week or two. Who knows?
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, I said it earlier. We're all down in the dumps right now. I'm very down in the dumps. I hate it. I hate watching this team perform that way. I loved the high expectations. I still have very high expectations. I'm not ready to jump yet. I'm not ready to jump off the bandwagon, so to speak, Ben. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. You know that of me. I'm very loyal, very, very loyal to these guys and defend a lot of these guys on a nightly basis on Twitter. That's got to stop because it's driving me crazy. I saw the only guy in our lineup to have an RBI last night still getting dragged. Last night, and you know, I mean, look, he didn't have a great game, but who did? You know, he did knock in the only run for the San Diego Padres. He's like, man, this fam's got to go. Like, all right, well, without him, you get shut out. Okay, without him, you're shut out. So how's that going? Eric Hosmer last night, that play at first base.
Got to make that play.
Bro, I bet Bobby Dickerson was on him last night like white on rice after that play. That cannot happen. It cannot freaking happen. It's just an ugly game. Just two ugly games in a row, and it compounds a little bit on you. And then, you know, obviously everyone right now today is they're nervous about Chris Paddock because Chris Paddock has just not been the stabilizing force. Really, very few number four guys in the rotation are the guys you look to and say, "Woo, hey, we're good. Our four is up today." It's always kind of a dicey proposition. That being said, you want to change the narrative? Today's a great day to do it. Today's a great day to do it.
Really,
Chris.
That's a great. I love that attitude because I feel the same way. Not the person I would choose for a game that I really want the Padres to have. I mean, 5-2 road trip sounds way better than 4-3.
Miles different.
The
flight's great.
Not rolling into a Dodger series with a 3-game losing streak. The last thing I want to see this Padres team is to go into a big, long losing skid early in the season.
6-7 games or something.
So this game, I really want to have. It's not who I'd pick. But it is an opportunity to, you know, build a ton of confidence. If Chris Paddock goes out there and gives you 6 or 7 great innings today, I mean, he's going to be feeling awesome about that. So it is an opportunity. Maybe that's the bright side of the view. Now, again, and I'll say it one last time. It's still very early in the season. The Atlanta Braves are going to be a very good team. They're 4-8.
Dude.
They're going to be a good team this year.
Well, look, and I know. I know the Yankees, too, are horrid.
Yeah, they're 5-7.
The Red Sox are like the hottest team in baseball.
They're not that good.
I don't expect them to really be there at the end. There are some teams scuffling out of the gate. There's no question. It's not unique to the San Diego Padres by any stretch. The Twins are a team that's supposed to be there at the end. They're 5-7. Let's see. Let me just roll through here real quick. Yeah, Braves 4-8. But the Padres are sitting at 8-5, still a winning record, but you got, you know, now that the Giants are ahead of you a little bit based on win percentage. It's just you got to win these games. You just have to win these games at the end of the day. Because that's a team you need to whip up on. That's a team that you need to kind of announce and say, "Yeah. Back in the day, you know, 5-6 years ago, yeah, we could split a series with the Pirates and that's okay. It's not anymore. It's the Yankees handling business against the Orioles and teams like that. Making that hay, I know that it's different because it's a different division. Still, you got to beat up on weaker opponents, and they are going to lose 100-plus games this year.
So
there is no question.
Is this a must-win game today?
No, it's not a must-win game.
It's not a must-win game. And I do want to give the Pirates, their pitchers the last couple of days, well, not 2 days ago, but yesterday I thought their starter Anderson was pretty decent. The Padres certainly weren't helping.
We're making a lot of guys look pretty decent.
But no, they did not make anyone look decent in that first loss of the series. But yesterday
against Cool,
yeah,
they looked terrible. We just sucked that
and
day.
Yeah, the Padres just couldn't come through with a big hit. Yesterday, I thought Anderson threw pretty decently. It wasn't simply meatball after meatball that the Padres were missing. He was hitting his spots and he was working with that funky left-handed delivery and Padres just couldn't figure it out. Yesterday, he's dominated the Padres. I didn't realize that going into yesterday's start, but guy has like about a 2 ERA in his career against the Padres from his time with the Giants. And he was a former first-round draft pick
of the
Colorado Rockies.
But this is a different Padres team. It was supposed
to be. That's what I thought, too, into the game yesterday.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a different Padres team. You're right. There is a spark that's missing. We know who that spark is. It's concerning, too, because we just are so worried about the health of Fernando Tatis Jr. You got to think the Padres are not going to rush him back and throw him on the field if he's not ready to go. He will always be. He wanted to be in the lineup the very next day after he came off the field after the subluxation. He wanted to be in the lineup the very next day. They said, no, come on, kid. You just hope and pray that he's okay.
Because it seems like he's going to be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Based on everything we're hearing.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean he's back every day? Does that mean he's back for 5 days and it happens again? Does that mean he gets to play 2 out of every 3 games the rest of the season to manage kind of the workload? I have no idea what that looks like, but it does feel like he's going to be back tomorrow, and that, I think, will undoubtedly give the entire team a bit of a lift. Just seeing him out there at shortstop and knowing he's in the lineup is going to help this team a little bit, especially coming home to face the L.A. Dodgers in a series. By the way, going to have more fans in the stands. There's going to have been some great giveaways that the Padres are going to announce, and we are going to have that for you coming up at 8 o'clock today. Eric Gruppner going to join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall, Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. Going to talk about some of the new details and changes on what the fan experience is going to be like this weekend compared to even the first homestand of the season, and some giveaways on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night for fans who are in attendance. So that is exciting, and looking forward to that coming up later on the show today, right before we head into Padres pregame show at 8:35 this morning.
Look at us. Look at us. Padres pre and post. We made it.
I don't want to be 0-1 as the pre and post game.
Same.
Post.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know when our next pre and post game is. I mean, there's not a lot of early morning games on the East Coast. So I want to be sitting here with a 1-0 record.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, Ben. Exactly how I feel.
So, Chris Paddock, you better come. Better come for real today.
Yeah, loud thunder, heavy rain.
Got a rival report next. It's Ben and Woods. Good morning to you on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.